it's Cofield and Company.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my...
Oh, one of the best ever. Adam not happy with him. Elvis. Voice of Vegas. And you mix in the holidays?
I saw an Elvis impersonator today over at the Las Vegas Bowl luncheon.
Is that right? Pretty good?
Well, I kind of felt bad for him because he kind of closed the show. And as soon as he started, the entire Oregon team just like got up and left.
Ah.
I was like, oh boy, this poor Elvis. He was trying to rile up the crowd.
Show some respect, even for fake Elvises. We got a cool deal going on down at Town Square today. 5 to 7 donations being accepted for Toys for Tots. And Lincoln Kennedy is going to be one of the luminaries on the scene, and he helps us out talking Raiders. Lincoln, how are you?
Wonderful, guys. How are you today?
We are awesome. So tell us about the event.
Well, it's going to be Toys for Tots at the Raider Image store, and I know they've got 2 of them, so I'm not really sure of the location off the top of my head. I know that it's not far from where I'm at the MGM right now, so it's the one that's closest to where I'm at, about a mile away. But it's from 5 to 7. Kirk Morrison and I are going to be there, and I think Cliff Branch is also going to make an appearance. So we're just down there collecting toys for the good calls and getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, it's the one over at Town. It's the one at Town Square.
Town Square. Know, okay. Yeah.
So just south of where you are. So, why is it still important for you to do these kind of things?
You know what? I always like getting back the best I can with my work, and of course you're recognizable most when during the season. And so I appreciate the opportunity to do the right thing, to meet people, shake hands, and of course it always lightens up people's moods when they see somebody they might have heard of or think that's famous. So I'm just trying to do my part to help out.
Yeah, for sure. And so as we said, it's over at the Raider Image Store at Town Square. If you want to go down there 5 to 7 and join him and bring a toy and meet and greet a little bit. What is your sense been of how the community of Las Vegas is embracing the Raiders already?
Well, I think they're looking forward to it. Naturally so. You already see how they embrace the Golden Knights, and it's been impressive there. It's one of the things where it's still a few years away, but for what it's worth, it seems to be open wide with the stadium groundbreaking event we had a couple of weeks ago here. It was a big turnout for that. A lot of Raider Nation people. And, think about it. The best way that you can sort of sum up a nice weekend in Vegas is to go see a football game. And in a few years, it's going to be a reality.
That was such a crazy event. People were very excited about it. It was so cool to see it happen. Was it kind of a bittersweet thing for you, though?
It is. I mean, I'm a little torn. I've got a lot of friends and people that I'm close to in Oakland, and there's a. I had a last relationship with the city and the community as well. But you know what? Business calls. I mean, the fact is, I believe this team deserves to have their own stadium, and they've been sharing a stadium with a baseball team. They're last in the league to do it, so it's disheartening when you see those types of things.
What do you think the mood is going to be like at the Coliseum on Sunday?
Always going to be rowdy, no doubt.
Okay.
It's a rated game, so it's going to be rowdy. And the fact that you've got the more prolific teams, image-wise, in the league playing on a Sunday night, you're going to have a good handful of Cowboys fans there, but they're going to be outshined by the Raider Nation, of course.
So there's been no drop-off in terms of enthusiasm?
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. This team, the fans are supporting this team because they believe that they're going to, be competing for a championship over the next couple of years. So they're trying to do their best to bring a championship to Oakland, and the Raider Nation is trying to do its best to support it in Oakland.
Toys for Tots doing donations 5 to 7 today at Town Square. Go to the Raiders image store down there. Lincoln Kennedy is on the horn with us. He'll be on the scene between 5 and 7. Kirk Morrison, Raiderettes. And you can get an autograph, and I'm sure they're taking pictures and all that. So go down and meet the guys and donate some toys. So let's start with the offense and what's happened the last few weeks. First of all, how confident are you that Derek Carr is 100%?
I don't think anyone's 100% again.
Okay.
But with that being said, here's the thing. I haven't been privy to any information that says otherwise that he's injured or anything else. But those that are on the inside, if this was the case, you can imagine if you had an injured player, especially at the quarterback position, it would be a disservice if the coaching staff did not do things that could benefit his game or what he is capable of doing. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so that's when the coaching has to come out. I don't know if he's in or not. I know that nobody's healthy when they play this game. If he's doing it right, they're good and they'll be healthy. And, of course, I've never suffered the injury that he had, the broken tailbone type of thing. I never suffered that before, so I don't know what that feels like. I don't know how that affects your game. So I don't know if that's plaguing him or not.
And now the other thing that's challenging, Amari Cooper's ruled out for the game. I heard you guys talking about Johnny Holton again. during the game last week. I mean, he's dealing with less than a loaded deck at wide receiver.
Yeah. The fact is that the scouting report on Holton is the fact that if he catches the ball, you can strip it from him. But more time, because he's not a natural receiver, he has some difficulty. Now, he's got some speed, but he has some difficulty sometimes reeling it in. So those are the scouting points that he's going to have to work through, because he is a big play person for the Raiders. But they're on him in crunch time. They're probably, Derek's probably not going to try to throw to him.
Well, I guess what do you do? Do you just not put him on the field if you're not going to throw to him?
You're shorthanded, so you have to deal with what you have. The theory is this: is that if there's not a whole lot of creativity when it comes to the offensive play calling with this team, and it's something that's been very disheartening and not fun to watch. They've got to open things, they've got to, and they've got to utilize everything to their advantage. And without them, one of their big weapons, they're going to have to either, somebody else is going to have to step up, and they're going to have to try to showcase him, but not over showcase him, because I know what they were trying to do with even Cordarrelle Patterson a couple times. It's like it was blatantly obvious. There was one series where they went to him three straight times. I was like, you got more playmakers on the team. Don't make it so obvious. So you got to have a level of creativity and imagination when it comes to play calling, as well as execution. Coaches coach, players play.
What was it like for you as a player to get to this point in the season where there was so much attention on last week's games? It was such a big opportunity, and they come out flat, and or at least they didn't play well from the outside. And then now you have to try to bounce back, where you still have a chance if everything goes well. But it's like you did just miss out on that big opportunity. So how do you kind of, refocus mentally and try to keep everything going forward?
You really got to have a short memory. One snap and clear, one game and clear. So now you got to focus on the Cowboys. Sunday night is a chance to showcase all your talents on national TV. You know you're going to be the only game on town, and everybody's going to be watching. So it's a time to go out there and really impress people if you want to. Or if you lay another stinker, another egg, then people are going to talk about you like I do the following week.
That's fair.
Lincoln, is it fair to judge the D.C. change to Pagano with, again, he's been dealing with a lot of injuries, and you got a bunch of dudes who've been ruled out this week?
No, it's not necessarily fair to assess anything from this team, because this team has been inconsistent. The thing is that I'm waiting for them to play two games consistently well. They had a fortune over their two-game win streak over the Broncos and the Giants, because they were playing against NFL quarterbacks. But, even without Ezekiel Elliott, the Cowboys can still do some things. So, you have every opportunity in front of you. You didn't, as you mentioned, you didn't take care of business last week against Kansas City. You got another opportunity. You're not out of it, but it's not going to be easy. You're taking on the Cowboys, you're taking on the Eagles, and you're taking on the Chargers, who seem to be the best team in the division right now.
Lincoln, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking part in the event in town.
Hey, thanks, guys. See you soon.
There you go. Lincoln Kennedy, going to be at a Toys for Tot event down at the Raider store at Town Square, 5 to 7. So starting up here in about a half an hour, you just bring down a unwrapped toy. Autographs available, and I'm sure they're going to be taking pictures and hanging out with Raiders fans. So go do that between 5 and 7 Town Square coming up here in just a little bit.